Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cegedim Q3 2020 revenues call. Today's conference is being recorded and will be available on the company website. This presentation will be followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over to Mr. Jan-Erik Hjumatowski, Chief Investment Officer and Head of Investor Relations. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning and good evening, depending where you are. Thank you for joining us to discuss the Cegedim third quarter 2020 revenue. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this presentation and conference call may constitute forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements may include comments about our guidance, our expectation, and our prospect, and are based on our view as of today, October 28, 2020. For additional information concerning important factors that may cause our results or revenue to differ materially from expectation and underlying assumption, please refer to our universal registration document, specifically Chapter 7 on risk management. With this in mind, please turn on page three of the presentation. A big picture about what happened during this difficult, tragic, and very specific year. In the first quarter, revenue increased on a like-for-like basis by 3.3%. In the second quarter, revenue came down by 8% on a like-for-like basis. You remember that in France specifically, we have a lockdown between mid-March and mid-May. Just a few days on the first quarter have been affected by this lockdown, but roughly two-thirds of the second quarter revenue have been mostly affected by this lockdown. In the third quarter, we've been up by 1.9% increase on a like-for-like basis. We've been down by 2.5% at end of June for the first six months, and now at end of September, we're down by 1.1%, again, on a like-for-like basis. This mean excluding acquisition, disposal, and currency impact. We have recovered part of what we have lost in the second quarter, and our growth in the third quarter is roughly half of what we have seen in the first one. If we just look at this at this moment, at end of September, we are on track to be flat in term of revenue. However, we do not know what kind of announcement will be done this evening in the, now two hours from now, from the French president, and we expect some severe tightening of public health restrictions. Probably this will have an impact in the revenue for the fourth quarters at Cegedim. However, let's first look on the third quarter. Just moving on next slide, on page four. Revenue came to 118.9 million euros. This is an increase on organic, again, excluding disposal, currency impact, an increase of 1.9%, quite significant. You remember that we have made a disposal of our Pulse asset, a software for doctors in the U.S. We have a negative impact of 1.4%. This mean on a reported basis, we are up by 0.4%. Now this translate on the nine-month figure, that revenue came to 355.1 million euro. On organic, we're down by 1.1%. We have a negative impact of the disposal of the Pulse asset. On the same time, we also have the positive impact of the acquisition of NetEDI Cozytec. These two acquisition was done to expand our network of Cegedim business in the U.K. This is the NetEDI acquisition, and Cozytec, this is acquisition for technology for our SRH activity. Both division have a good revenue growth, so they partially compensate the negative impact of the Pulse disposal, and roughly no impact from currency. Organic -1.1%, on a reported basis, -2.5%. If you look on the breakdown of revenue by currency, on euro, 88% is coming from euro, 10% from GDP. If we now look by segment and division, Health Insurance, HR, and E-Services division, the biggest one, 66% of revenue, you'll see on the left side of the slide quarter revenue like-for-like growth, so you see that we've been up by 3% in the first quarter, then down by 8.1% in the second one, and in the third quarter we've been up by 1.6%. So this means that at the end of the 9 months period, we've been down by 1.3% only. And if you look at this, in the third quarter, we up by 1.6. This is roughly half of what we have seen in the first quarter. And the main reason for that is that we get very positive impact from Cegedim Health data. This is all the data analytics that we're selling to pharmaceutical companies, to doctors, to health authorities, etc., etc. From Cegedim e-business, document and process digitalization, and Cegedim SRH, our payroll solution. So on all this, we have seen strong growth in the third quarter. In terms of BPO business, we've been back at the level of 2019, so we're roughly flat. So you remember that at the end of June, we've been a little bit down, so now we have recovered in the third quarter. However, all product-based businesses have been a little bit postponed to the third quarter, to the fourth quarter. So we have seen some postponement of some project from the second quarter to the third quarter, now from the third quarter to the fourth quarter. So this is why growth is at 1.6, but compared to the 3%, we are a little bit down, but it's still positive, and we are on track on this. So if we look now on what happened, you see that roughly no currency, no acquisition, no disposal. So just like for like, it's the same as reported, an increase of 1.6% in the third quarter. Now, if we look on the second division, so the same, the first quarter up by 4%, the second quarter down by 7.9%, and the third quarter up by 2.1%. So roughly this is half of what we have seen in the first quarter. Also remember that the third quarter, this is July, August, and September. So July, August, this is normally a time for vacation, so less businesses is done in the third quarter. However, we have seen a very strong growth from computerization of allied professional nurses visiting patients at home, from keto practice, etc. We also have a positive boost from UK doctors, even if there is some specific project that the NHS Digital asks us to deliver, from the medication database, and of course from teleconsultation businesses that have seen a strong growth. And you remember that we have offered the teleconsultation for free during the pandemic and the lockdown. So this means in April and May. Then we start charging, but there are some delay depending when contract have been signed, etc. So we start really charging since August and mostly in September, because some doctor been in vacation. So we have roughly 1 month of teleconsultation business, but it's strong growth and continue to deliver on track of what we expected with quite good retention rate. For other businesses in France, Spain, Belgium, activity are more or less on the same level as last year at the same period. This is what is very strong on the business model from Cegedim, that we have a very recurring business. This means once a doctor buy our software, or pharmacists use our software, or nurses, or doctors, or providers, or even insurance companies, or payroll for the HR management, or for electronic invoicing, etc. Once you use the system, you continue to use it and to keep it. This means that we have a very recurring business. Now, what is true, it's more complicated to get new clients with this quite strange ambience that we see now actually in most of the European countries related to the pandemic. So seeing new clients and converting them to come to us, it's more complicated. However, what it's very strong at Cegedim that we have different businesses. So we address all of the healthcare segments and very recurring business. So this is why we came to these figures. So At the end of the at June, we've been down by 2.5% on a like-for-like basis. Revenue in the third quarter increased by 1.9%, and on the 9 months at the end of the September, we are just down by 1.1%. However, as we'll probably have new announcements this evening regarding some tightening of public health restriction, it's complicated for us to maintain our guideline for revenue flat and recurring operating income to be flat compared to last year, as we do not know exactly what will happen in the coming months. So we prefer just to suspend our target, and we'll be back to you when we'll have more visibility on what will happen and how the business will react to this new restriction. Another important point is that in October, we have taken a small minority stake in the group called Clamae Group, 34% for 6 million. And this is a company specialized in innovative payment system. So this means that instead of using your credit card or to make direct debit, etc., we can use more innovative system. And this is based on the European Union framework PSD2. And this really will be developed and put in all of our products in the coming months, is used for health insurance, data management, digitalization, healthcare, telemedicine, etc. We'll be able to use more innovative payment system with lower cost and more effective and more friendly to be used than a credit card or other payment. So this is something that in the coming months you will see some development coming from this minority stake that we have taken, Clamae Group. Another important point is that on December 15, and this is for the first time this event will take place virtually, we'll have our virtual Capital Market Day on December 15 at 2:30 p.m. Central European Time. You may register now. You have the link on the slide. And we'll provide you more information in the coming days regarding this event, but this will focus really on innovation, and we'll provide you more very interesting innovation, show you new products, and make some presentation of our telemedicine strategy, where we are, what we want to achieve, and some demonstration of the product. This concludes my formal presentation, and now I open for any Q&A questions that you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question by phone, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We already have a question from Geoffroy Michelet from ODDO. Please go ahead.
Hello, Yann-Eric. Thank you for taking my question. I have two at the moment. The first one is, could you give us a bit more insight on how Maiia is evolving, notably in terms of sales, growth, KPIs? The second question has to do with Groupe Clamae, payment technology solution. Could you give us some financial aggregates? Because we have the valuation pre and post money, but what kind of sales margin and growth do you expect from this company? Thank you very much.
So sorry for you, because I think I will not provide you very lot of insight on these two items. The first one on Maiia, we, as I mentioned already at end of September, that we have stopped delivering any specific KPI on this, as we see that most of our competitor just took our figures and they increased them by 20, 50, 40%. So it makes no sense to give any specific KPI on that. What is interesting is that the retention rate at Maiia seems to be much higher compared to some of our competitor. So this is what we look. We try to measure it in a more efficient way, and we'll try to provide some KPI on December 15 during our Capital Market Day. But it's developing quite well, and this is mostly on track with what we have expected. And we'll see in the coming weeks and months, with the new development on the pandemic, how doctors continue to use the telemedicine. On Clamae Group, this is a startup, so a startup making losses. This is one of the specificity of this business. So they make some losses, but however, they have some revenue in terms of millions. You may say around 10 millions of revenue. But they're developing quite well, and they probably be break down in the next 2 years. And however, what is very interesting is the technology that they get for this specific payment system, and this is what is really interesting for us.
Okay, and just maybe one more specification on Clamae. What kind of growth, because you said it will be break-even probably in 2 years, what kind of growth can we expect from the company?
The same as any startup, so it's a high double-digit figures.
All right, thank you.
That is really depending how fast the market will adopt this new innovative payment system. It's something that came 3, 4 years ago, and now it's more mature. The market is more mature for this kind of innovation, and more companies try to use it. So probably we'll see anyway some acceleration in the coming months, and probably next year.
Okay, and is there a reason why you didn't buy, let's say, more of the company, even though you didn't really buy but did a capital increase? Is it because the founders were reluctant for you to give more? Is it because you wanted to restrain your cash out in COVID time? I mean, why 34%? Why not 50? Why not more?
The reason is that the founder of the company want to take part of this, what they expect of the market to be bigger and to grow and to profit from this increase of the development of the company. So they want to take the majority of the share. We want to be part of this story, so we take this 34% to be on the board and to have something to say and some veto rights on the decision. So it came at the end of the day that regarding the valuation and what we are ready to put in the company, that we came to 34%. The only reason why we have not buy 100% is that the founder do not want, because they want to have some economic interest in the future from the development of the company.
Okay, that's very clear for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have another question from Patrick Jousseaume from Société Générale. Please go ahead.
Hello, Yann-Eric, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, Patrick.
Hello. Very simple question, I guess. How was October?
Sorry?
How was October?
October was quite strong until now, so October 28th. In terms of all of the businesses, so if you look on the insurance business, the third-party payment, patients continue to see doctors. We have some high level for reimbursement on the BPO side. SRH continue to develop and electronic digitalization and procurement also. And the same for digital communication at pharmacy and for doctors and pharmacists. However, what is complicated, it's for the biggest clients, so mostly in the first division, it's more complicated to get big contract and big deal with the company, as most of the company just say, wait and see what happen. So it take more time to convince them to. So we get two kind of situation. We have some already signed contract. So we have signed the contract, it's on our pipeline, it's ready, et cetera. Just that the company say we will postpone the implementation for the next 1 or 2 months, depending on if we have the resources, if we get people ready for that, and how the situation moves. So it's just a postponement of signed contract and depending when we start implementation. And for other one, it's just that the decision for signing the contract take more longer time that before the COVID. So, but in terms of normal business, excluding big contract, et cetera, the October month was quite well.
And the trend on Q3, it was like on a year-on-year basis, July stronger. I mean, August stronger than July, and September stronger than August, or and maybe October stronger than September, or.
I will not be so specific, you may imagine. Okay. However, what I can say is that if we'll have released our revenue 1 week before, so before we get this more complicated situation for COVID-19, we'll have maintained our guidance.
Okay, very clear.
So this means we're on track with our precedent guidance, but depending what will be announced this evening, it's complicated to maintain something when you know that probably everything will change tomorrow morning.
Understood. I understand very, very well this point of view.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Eric Blain from Finance Connect. Please go ahead.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
You answered the question I want to ask, but in your communication, you said that the increase of COVID case does not allow to confirm the target of sales and operating margin. But if I understand what you say, it's not the increase of COVID case, is what can be decided this evening.
Yeah, but what will be decided this evening is related to the fact that we get more COVID case.
Yeah, and, but
The first aspect is we get more COVID case, so of course there will be some restriction announced this evening. The second impact is if we get more COVID case, this means that most of our clients can be impacted by this. This means that if we are dealing with a company and I do not know 5% of the employees are ill and they need to stay at home, etc. It's more complicated to sign contract. It's more complicated to get business meetings, etc. So the two cases are really related. You get more COVID case. This means situation is more complicated. It's more complicated to have meetings, to see clients, to convince them to buy something. And on the same time, we know that if the COVID case increase, of course, this means that there will be more restriction.
So if the reconfinement, I don't know the English word, is not very strong this evening, you are saying that anyway you will have some trouble to maintain a good level of business, because it seems that it could be not so hard that the period of March, April.
It's not easy to answer to that. It's depending on a lot of parameters and how the lockdown will be, etc. However, most important is how the mood will be tomorrow. Depending on announcement of the number of cases, etc., how people will react to this. And it's very complicated to assess how a doctor, a pharmacist, an insurance company, any companies will decide for the payroll solution, for the procurement, for payment, etc., how they would react. They would like to save cash. They would be ready to spend some money. People will come at work or not at will not come, etc. The most important thing is how this will translate in the mood for business.
Okay. And on Clamae, you put quite a good level of amount. Do you think that the company would need more money in the future, or is the cash consumption at a high level?
Now, one of the reasons why they need this cash is to get an agreement from La CPR, from the French banking regulation system, to be a payment provider. So in order to get this agreement, they need to make a capital increase to have sufficient fund, and this is why one of the reasons why we came to 6 million. The goal was really that they get this agreement, so they can be a payment, they can offer payment solution.
And there is any agreement for the future to increase your position in the company, or there is no agreement?
Like in any contract, we have a priority first.
On
what depending, et cetera. So really what depending how the company move, what kind of revenue they get in the future, or what the market move, we will be able or not to increase our margin. But nothing is automatic.
And nobody else than you and the management in the shareholding?
Yeah, we're the only one.
Thank you very much.
We have another question from Antoine Lancel from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Yann-Éric. Do you hear me?
Yeah, very well.
Hi, Antoine. Great. Maybe a word on C-Media. Did C-Media bounce back in Q3 and as you expected, how do you see the activity evolving in Q4?
So for C-Media, we see quite a strong rebound in July and August, and then a little bit lower level in September as some pharmaceutical company just want to be sure that we get some flu this winter, as more people wash their hands, have masks, etc. There will be more, maybe less disease in winter, so maybe making advertisement on flu, etc., it's less important for them. So we have some wait-and-see attitude in September on C-Media. Then we see a little bit of recovered in October, in early October, and then again a wait-and-see attitude in the last 2 weeks, depending how the situation will move. Mm-hmm. So C-Media, anyway, it will be complicated until the end of the year, depending on the situation. Of course, if we get a lockdown, the activity will probably be near to zero in November, if this is just 1 month, and recovered probably in December, because this is a very strong month for advertisement. However, if the lockdown is longer, this will be more affected. If we can go and be outside during the week, there probably be some advertisement campaign running in. So really all of our advertisers are on a wait-and-see attitude, and probably tomorrow or in the coming 2 days we'll have more visibility on C-Media. But it's true that for C-Media this will be complicated in Q4.
Okay, thank you, very clear.
And this is the only business where this would be complicated.
We have one last question from Geoffroy Michelet again from Oddo BHF. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's me again. Just one last question. In case we go on a lockdown again, will you have a different approach, internal policy approach related to staffing, to partial unemployment, for instance, that you had previously in Q2, because I know that you didn't use much partial unemployment. Would you, in that case, be maybe more offensive or maybe conservative in the payroll, or will you keep your strategy because of the retention rate of your engineers? Thank you.
Nice. I think we'll have not been conservative. What we have done is a partial unemployment for the C-Media business. Of course, if you get no revenue, it makes no sense to have people. So on C-Media, we cut and we put people on the partial unemployment. However, in all other businesses, we continue to make business. We continue to develop our product. We continue to do innovation. And we'll not stop innovation and developing product because of the lockdown or whatever they will be in place starting tomorrow. So we'll continue to invest on innovation. We'll continue to try to contact our clients anyway, because it takes time. It makes no sense to stop any contact with clients because we're on a lockdown. So we maintain what we think the correct level of activity of the group. 85% of the people have been on teleworks in April this year. So again, tomorrow, if needed, we can put 85% of our people on telework, and they can work from home without any problems. And we already know how this works, and there is no problem. And probably for C-Media, we can maybe do some partial unemployment if situation requests that we do this. But for all our other businesses, it continues. We make electronic reimbursement for drugs, for seeing doctors, going at hospitals. Doctors continue to use our solution. Pharmacists continue to use our solution. Insurance companies continue to use our solution. Payroll, you continue to get paid even if you are in a partial unemployment. And you continue to issue bill and to receive bills, so electronic business will continue. So we need people to maintain this, etc. So, and this is, as we talk at this stage, this is only for the French market. So probably we'll have roughly the same proportion of people being on teleworks and the same proportion of unemployment, on partial unemployment as we have seen in last April.
Okay, so what we can imagine is that if we have, let's say, 1 month of lockdown, we can somehow replicate the P&L of April earlier this year.
Yeah, more or less, yeah. Depending how the lockdown will be, I don't think this will be exactly the same. So probably this will be more complicated with more flexibility. This means that probably we'll be able to maintain some margin and to see less impact on our margin. But we'll see.
Okay, very clear. Thank you very much. I don't have any more questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question as a reminder, you can press 01 on your telephone keypad. We indeed have a new question from Robin Leclerc from Idemid Caps. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. I have a question about Maya, and how do you see the evolution of Maya in Q4? Now, are you recruiting new user, or is just the turnover of the ex-user that you sign in Q2 or July?
We have two impacts. We of course continue to get new user. There are doctors coming in, some doctors that never used telemedicine before. There are some doctors that use telemedicine from competitors and finally they came to us. There are some doctors that use telemedicine from competitors but are using our software and they realize that the complete package integration of telemedicine with the existing software is more easy when they are with Cegedim. So we continue to recruit and to get new user on a doctor, and on the same time, of course, there are some doctors that when this is for free, they use the telemedicine, and when you come and say you now need to pay for that, they just resign and they stop using telemedicine. Maybe they move to competitors or whatever. But so we get these two trends. We have some churn on term of doctors that once we get charging for that, say, oh, you charge for this, so I will stop using it. And we also are new doctors. However, our churn rate on the existing doctors is quite low compared to some competitors. Of course, this is quite high in total numbers because when this is for free, I think that all doctors take this telemedicine modules, and maybe some doctors use take three or four different telemedicine modules from Cegedim and from competitors, etc. And after a certain period, they make the choice. So this is why the number do not really match when you make stats. But we are able to gain some clients.
Okay, thank you. I have no question. No other question.
Okay. So if there is no more question, there's no more question?
There is no more question indeed.
But if there is no more question, I would just like to remind you that in the third quarter, revenue increased by 1.9% on a like-for-like basis. And at the end of September, we've been just down by 1.1%. However, regarding the announcement that will be done this evening, it's complicated for the group to maintain our target on revenue and recurring operating income. And in December 15, we'll have our first virtual capital market day, so you can register online. This will be a virtual meeting and we'll provide you more information on all of our innovation. Thank you for listening. If you have more questions, do not hesitate to contact me by email or by phone calls. Thanks, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.